All right. Thank you. Thank you for introducing. So my name is Doan Kim, and I'm a PhD student at University of Maryland. Today, I'm going to talk about the measurement effective replication process in Windows Code Sign PKI. This research work is done with Bum Jun and Christian and Chris and Professor Tudor Dumitrash. So the agile nature of software distributed over the internet. So we cannot identify the software, the authors, and the software can be tampered. So the CodeSign PKI is a solution to help establish the authenticity of authors and the integrity software. So we know who publishes software, and the software is never altered after sign. However, the PKI is not a perfect solution because we have seen a lot of abuse cases. The first abuse case is Stuxnet. As you know, the Stuxnet is a very sophisticated target attack. It's properly signed with a stolen private key associated with the Taiwanese companies. And then the second example is the black market. In the black market, in a prior work, we found that adversary trying to purchase the CodeSign PKI, CodeSign certificate in the PKI, in the black market to hide their identity. So the primary defense against this abuse is the revocation. So all the compromised certificate should be revoked by CA. In our prior work, we found that two of a third compromised certificates are not revoked yet. So this is our motivation. So we wonder why are the compromised certificates are not revoked yet. So furthermore, do CA to properly understand the CodeSign PKI, and do the CA revoke a compromised certificate without any mistake. So in this paper, we measure the effectiveness of revocations. So how to revoke the potentially compromised certificates? So we identified three steps for effective revocations. The first is promptly discover compromised certificate. And the second step, the CA have to invalidate all signed sample when they revoke the compromised certificate. And the last step, the CA have to disseminate the revocation information for clients. Let's look at the first step. The effective revocation process starts with discovering the compromised certificate. The CA have to collaborate with the security company to discover compromised certificate. And then, after the compromised certificate is discovered, the CA have to start investigation on the compromised certificate. So in this step, it will raise the research question is that how promptly do CA discover and then revoke a compromised certificate after they appear in the wild? So in this paper, we found that there is a delay of 5.6 months to revoke a compromised certificate after they appear in the wild. In the second step, the CA have to invalidate every single malware signed with the compromised certificate. So this is the main difference from the TLS, because in the CodeSign PKI, one certificate can be used for sign as many the samples as a publisher wants. However, in the TLS, this is a one-to-one relationship. So one certificate can be used for one domain. So in this step, we raise also research questions. So do CA properly revoke and compromise certificate and then invalidate signed samples assigned with the compromise certificate? In this paper, we found that the CA improperly revoked the 5% compromise certificate, and then another 5% signed malware is still valid even though certificate revoked. And then this is a more challenging and critical and the TLS due to the CA have to invalidate every single signed malware when they revoke the certificate. In the last step, the CA have to disseminate the revocation information for the clients. So the first role is they have to maintain infrastructure to be always available for clients. So, and the second, CA must not remove the expired certificate from CLA. This is the main difference from the TLS. So why do not the CA not remove to revoke the serial number from the CLA? Because of the trust timestamp. The trust timestamp extend the trust in the program in the beyond the expiration date. So here is an example. If the sample one is properly signed, and then the trust timestamp before expiration day, and then sample one still valid even after expiration day, even now. So, which means the CA must care about expired certificate. So, in the last step, we raised research questions that do CA properly maintain the revocation information and disseminate. So in this step, we found that the CA removed around 300 certificates from the CLL and then improperly maintained infrastructures. So this is also more critical and challenging TLS because the CA must care about even expired certificate. So we identify the three steps for effective revocation process, and then we measure effective revocation process. We show that the revocation code signing is more critical and challenging in TLS. So here is the outline. So let's take a look further into our detail. So first, there's two challenges in data collections. The first one is corpus. In a TLS, a certificate can be collected using the Census.io or IPv4 scanning or Alexa 1 million domain. However, in a code assigned PKI, the certificate is really hard collected because there's no tool, there's no methodology to collect a code assigned certificate. And the second challenge is we don't know when the certificate are revoked. In a TLS, the CA specified the revocation date at the evocation field in the CLA. However, the revocation field in the CLA can be differently interpreted. So in a code assigned PKI, the revocation delay is the day to determine the validity of signed malware, assigned sample. So to overcome these challenges, so we come up with this pipeline. So we utilize the data set released from prior work. Also, we collaborate with the Symantec for the data source. So from the data source, so we collect the code sign certificate, and then so we extract the CLA OCSV point from the code sign certificate. However, the CLA can be used for other purposes. For example, the CA use a single CLA for TLS as well as code sign certificate. So we manually filter out the CLA used for other purposes, so which remain a CLA used for only the code assigned PKI. So the CLA OCSV point fed into our measurement system to examine the effective revocations. So let's take a look for the interresult in each step. Recall that the CA have to collaborate with the security company to compromise certificate. And then immediately, they start this investigation on the compromise certificate and to revoke the compromise certificate. So the revocation delay should be as short as possible. So what is the revocation delay? Revocation delay is the delay between when the compromise certificate appear in the wild and the date when the compromise certificates are revoked. So we define the TD as the earliest submission date of the vital SOLO, and the TP is the date of when the revoked serial numbers are added to CLL. So here is the result. So here is the result of a revocation delay. So delay was one day to 4 years, and the average is 5.6 months. So we already know that most of the compromised certificate is not revoked in the prior work. However, we can know that the compromise certificates are revoked, it takes like 5 or 6 months to revoke. So which means the clients remain exposed to this threat for 5 or 6 months. So we wonder why the certificates are not promptly the revoke for a long time. Maybe one of the reasons that we cannot observe all the compromise certificates in the wild. So to answer research questions, so we want to measure how many compromise certificates in the wild. So however, there's we not unable the actual number of compromise certificates in the wild, since we don't have the official corpus of the code sign certificate to cover all the code sign certificates in the wild. So we utilize the micro recapture the methodology to underestimate the compromise certificate in the wild. The micro recapture methodology is to use to estimate the total number of the populations, the population of the wildlife that cannot be observed, all the populations cannot be observed. So in a micro recapture, the population can be calculated by two samples and then divided by intersection of the two samples. So we utilize two data sets. The first one is the virus total, the hunting data set, and the second is the semantic telemetry data set. In the virus total, as you know, this is the largest the web service that a lot of malware is submitted to the website. And the semantic, as you know, is one of the largest company who trying to collect a lot of the malware sample. So here's the result. So the X bar is the period by weeks, and the Y is number of a compromise certificate. And the bullet bar is indicated that the compromise certificate we actually observed at the union of the semantic data set and the virus total data set. And the bullet bar is estimation of estimation of the compromise certificate in the wild. So we can know that on average we can know that the estimated compromise certificate is like three times larger than actually observed. So we can know that even larger security company cannot observe the most of compromised certificate in the wild. So this is one of the cause to the long revocation delay. So let's take a look further into second step. The second step is invalidate all signed samples. In this step, the CA should decide effective revocation day, TR, to invalidate all malware signed with the compromised certificate. So what is the effective revocation day? So what's the revocation day? So in CodeSign PKI, revocation will be made dependent on the specific day, which is effective revocation TR. The effective revocation determines the validity of the signed samples, and depending on the effective revocation day, the signed sample become valid or invalid. I'm going to give you an example. So here, there's two samples. There's a sample one, a sample two, properly signed before the expiration date, and then they properly trust the timestamp. And then if the CA, the set effective revocation day, RTR, and then sample two become invalid, however, sample one is still valid because the sample one signed before effective revocation date. Here's an example. So you can see that serial number is found in the CLL. So which means it's the certificate explicitly revoked and it revoked. However, the Windows said that the sample signed with the certificate is still valid because the signing date is before effective revocation date. However, it has a security threat. What if the sample signed before effective revocation are malware? So because which means clients are exposed to the security threat. So before the measuring how CA properly the set effective revocation date, we want to measure the type of the effect, type of the trend of the type of revocation policies. So there's two type of revocation. The first is a soft revocation, and the second is a hard revocation. The soft revocation is already explained in the previous slide, and the hard revocation is that the CA to set the effective revocation to issue days. So there's no security threat. However, invalid all benign sample as well. So publisher have to resign their sample and they redistribute it. So here's the result. We found that most of the certificates are revoked by soft revocation policies. And then interestingly, some CA set the effective revocation day after expiration day, which means the revocation becomes effective at all. So all the sample, including malware, is still valid. even though the certificates are revoked. So we measure how many CAs improperly set the effective revocation day. So here's the result. The 5% of the certificate has a wrong revocation day, and then 5% of the certificate is signed with this compromised certificate still valid even though the certificate are revoked. So which means clients remain exposed this secret threatened even though the certificates are revoked. Let's take a look at the last step. The last step is the CA properly disseminate the revocation information to the clients. So there are three rules required for the CA. The first one is specify. CAs must specify CLA or CAC point in the certificate. And the CA, and the second, the CA is responsible for even expired certificate. And third, the CA properly maintain infrastructures to be always available for the clients. So before talking about our result, so I briefly explained the policy enforcement in the Windows. In the Windows, the software policies apply for the checking revocation status. So, which means the Windows believe that the certificate is still valid unless the revocation information is available. So recall that, so CA must specify OCSC point or CLA in the certificate. And however, we found that a 0.5 certificate has no CLA or CSV point. 86% of them were issued by 30 before 2003. All of them already expired. However, malware is malware signed with a certificate and the trusted timestamp, the malware can be still valid. So, because the clients have no means to check the revocation status. Here's an example. This is a sample signed with a certificate that has no CLA or CSV point. But Windows says that this sample is still valid because of soft fail policy and because Windows cannot check the revocation policy, Windows status. So we also measure the unreachability CLA or CSV point. And the 6% of certificate, 6% of CLA has unreachability problems. And the 5% of them has a 404 not found error, which means they remove or move the CLA file from another place. And then interestingly, one CLA is taken by a domain reseller. So here's an example. So if we go to the CLA domain, the domain is being sold in the reseller. The price is $1,000. However, the sample signed with the certificate is still valid because of software policy, and since the revocation cannot be checked. So program, from this, we can know that program signed with the certificate is still valid due to trusted timestamping and the software policies. And then the last measurement is the recall that the CA is responsible for the even expired certificate. So however, we found that 300 certificates are removed the CLA. So we contacted all the CAs to better understand why it happens in the CA. But the one CA response that they started investigation, they found the problem. And then they fixed the problem thanks to our study. From this, we can know that even CA misunderstood the code sign PKI. In the last measurement is that we presumably believe that the response from CLL and the OCSP point should be the same. For example, if one serial number is found in CLL, the response from the OCSP should be, say, the revoked. However, we found that 90 certificate had inconsistent to the response. So all the certificates were issued by GoDaddy in the start field. I think from this, we can know that the CA improperly maintained the OCSV point and the CLA servers. Here's the conclusion. So the primary defense against abuse is the revocations. And then the revocation code sign PKI, more critical and then more challenging than TLS. Because the first is really hard to discover the compromised certificate and the signed sample. And the second, the CA improperly set the effective revocation, which makes the malware stay valid even though certificates are revoked. And then third, the CA misunderstood the code sign PKI and improperly infrastructures to disseminate information for the clients. So which also makes the sign the malware still valid even though certificate revoked. So we release our data set at the signed malware.org, which is the CLA only for the code sign certificate, and then we also every day we collect revocation publication day. You can use this data for your study. Thank you.
Hi, this is Tim Hollebeek from DigiCert. I think this was an excellent talk, and I look forward to reading the details in your paper because I think there's a lot we could learn from this as part of the CA industry. There are just a couple of things that I wanted to quibble with a little bit that I'd like to point out.
Sure.
One of the things that you're really like, I think, is that CT probably will be coming to the code signing ecosystem pretty soon.
So that is our next project.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm going to working on it.
Yeah, exactly. So that will help out researchers a lot. Well, we should know about all those code signing certificates that are out
yes,
there pretty
yes,
soon.
Yes, true.
The minimum revocation delay, there should actually be some rules around when revocation is reported, how quickly CAs have to revoke certificates.
Yes, true.
Unfortunately, there is no forum that can make minimum requirements for code signing certificates right now. The CA Browser Forum attempted to do governance reform in order to be able to create a code signing working group that could adopt such requirements. Unfortunately, at the recent June meeting, that effort was opposed by people like Google and Apple. So we would encourage them to reconsider that and allow us to have a forum where we can create minimum requirements for code signing certificates. The other small quibble is you mentioned the one-to-one thing. Mm-hmm. For TLS, it's not true either. Multi-SAN certificates can have like 500 domains on a single certificate, so you have the same problem with cross-revocation taking out good sites and potential DOSs from that. The best practices for code signing are actually to issue individual code signing certificates for each signature so that you can use your CRLs to selectively take out only known malware and not have to worry about the problems that you mentioned. So that's another very interesting thing. But thank you for an excellent talk.
Thank you. Thank you for very good tips.